Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting second. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, J.W. Porter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Kane. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Mel Hoderlein. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Wood. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Bradshaw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walt Masterson. And now, play ball. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Marsh moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marsh scores. Wertz moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wertz scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Yost reaches second base with a double. Mel Hoderlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young misplays the ball. That's an error on Young. Yost moves to third. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Bradshaw and he is safe. Young steals second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is hit by the pitch. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane bunts towards the mound. Masterson juggles the ball. That's an error on Masterson. Young moves to third. Dyke moves to second. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon throws to second for one, and Runnels throws to first, and Vernon drops the ball. Young scores. Dyke scores. One out. It's 4-0, Browns. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marsh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wood. Marsh reaches second base with a double. Goldsberry moves to third. Joe Haynes now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goldsberry scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Browns. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marsh scores. Wirtz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Browns. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Bradshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Kane covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bradshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-0 in the game. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoderlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goldsberry strikes out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Marsh takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dyke hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Bradshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes is hit by the pitch. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yost bunts towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Haynes moves to second. Two outs. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoderlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0 for 1 in the game. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Porter. The throw from Bradshaw and he is safe. Porter steals second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. George Bradshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradshaw hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dyke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wood, who is chasing the ball. Dyke reaches third base with a triple. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-2 in the game. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kane for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goldsberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dyke scores. It's 7-0, Browns. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goldsberry moves to second. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Goldsberry scores. It's 8-0, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoderlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost scores. Hoderlin moves to second. It's 8-1, Browns. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bradshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradshaw is hit by the pitch. Jerry Snyder pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.